Hello, hello, beautiful souls. I'm here at Crescent Beach in White Rock, British Columbia, with my niece from Ottawa. So we're just really having fun, you know, taking her to the beach, and also we're going to do the fairy forest later. But it's so beautiful to be at the beach. It's just really recharging my energies, rejuvenating. Oh, look at that bald eagle flying up in the air. So beautiful. The bald eagle reminds me of Suki, my girlfriend, who's currently challenged by cancer. And I think I've been talking about Suki for a while now, and how this whole, you know, inquisitions, you know, of all the things that I'm doing and how I'm perceiving life. Suki is such a gift to my soul that she, you know, she thinks I'm the one helping her through this, but she's actually helping me through this while taking care of her. You know, I'm healing my grief with my loss, my son. And she's giving me so much, you know, love. And for me, it's like being able to serve someone who is in a state of feeling like, you know, you're losing this world, right? When you get this diagnosis of cancer, I blog about this, and it's like, what do you do, and how do you get your grips together? You know, like, how do you even wrap your head around it when you're given a diagnosis like cancer? It brings you to a space where you question your existence, because cancer has a lot of stigma. This ward has a lot of stigma that almost feels like a death sentence. There's a lot of negativity around it. But for me, I take life in its daily moments. So even if we don't have cancer, we should be really living our life to the fullest, like it's our last day. So there is really no difference when you're diagnosed with cancer and when you're healthy and you're living your life as if it's the last day of your life, because you really don't know. You really don't have control of things. We live in uncertain times. This, you know, impermanence. We're so transient, right? It's transitory moments that we, as human beings, have not really fully become conscious of what we're doing and how our thoughts, our words and our intentions are not fully in alignment with our true essence, our soul's, you know, blueprint. And when we talk about blueprints, these are quite, it's not far out there, it is quite innate. I start with the life story. You know, your life story. Your life story as a human being usually starts with this victim consciousness, right? The story that you were abused or something like that. Your wounded story, your wounded self. And that will lead you to a better disposition. It's a better space where you can where you can see the bigger picture. Know yourself. It brings your weakness and strength, so then you can move forward with, you know, like courage in your heart, and that really puts you in a space where you are walking this path with God, the Creator, the universe. And this path that you're fully conscious of is a path of the spiritual warrior. This is the path where you're connected and aligned to the calling of the divine. You know, the divine has no separation. So when we say the divine, it is the sacredness of your life. It doesn't mean, you know, if you're working in an office, you're a secretary, right? And that is your divine calling right there. You start where you are. It doesn't mean just because you're not in the beach that this, it's not your calling. It's calling where you are. And when you get that, you feel, you know, you could do things with that intention of honoring the divine, honoring the sacredness where you're at, your space, where your soul chose to be, you know. When we're in that space, we're able to create something sacred and not be feeling that this job is not sacred, because you are the sacred vessel and you bring that in the vibration, in the room, in the energies that you're creating. So on that note, I feel that this moment is calling us to be aware, fully conscious of how we treat our space, our life, of how we treat others. Are we treating others in our life as sacred, as a gift that is beyond our control, right? So the gift of life, the gift of life. So I'm just gonna send you a loving thought and a prayer. So you can close your eyes. O Divine Master, lead us to the truth of our calling, that in every moment we have the power to be in alignment with your sacred space, that we can create and co-create this beautiful sacred space within us and around us, wherever we are. We thank you for all these blessings and the gift of life that we have. Every breath we take and every creations around us, we are blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste.